With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be joined by Ryan Sheehan, the Triton High School boys hockey coach. And Ryan, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing, Rick?
Doing well, Coach. How are you doing?
Very well.
Really, at this time of the season, man, it's a stretch, man, because it's been so long. You guys start in December. I know everybody has dealt with illness. You get weather ups and downs. You've got kids coming and going. What's the overall health of the team been like the last, I don't know, five, six, seven games?
Fully healthy.
Well, that's good.
Fully healthy. We definitely went through like probably 3 weeks of poor health.
Mm-hmm.
Three or four guys in and out, but we're getting back to full strength, which is good.
Now, I know you coaches never make excuses, but did that have an effect on varsity schedule, on games, on game night?
No, it didn't have a ton of effect. We have some depth, so
mm-hmm.
I think we had guys who could fill in and keep the thing going. But I guess we had a goalie out for a week. We had the other goalie out for the next week. So, that definitely plays a role. But, I think our depth up front and things like that helps us.
You guys are, that's cool. And I know that, you allow the other kids to get in there, and all the teams this year have gone through some kind of stuff like that. One other aspect, Ryan, before we get into specifics here, interesting schedule that you have. You have, I think, an extremely difficult schedule, which puts you in good stead, in your division in D3.
Yep.
But the Cal is so tough. Your record's not so great in the Cal. So tell me about that disparity.
well, the Cal Large has been good. Linfield and Newburyport are very good, and those are two rival games. And
mm-hmm.
We've lost all four to them, and that's kind of why our record's not great. North Reading, who last year was really good, they're slightly down this year, so we took one from them. We're playing them tomorrow night, Wednesday night. But, we're in a battle every night in our league, so it's tough.
Yeah, and when you mention, Linfield and Newburyport, I mean, they're at the top of D3. Linfield is, and Newburyport's in D2, I believe. And you played them tough. So what does that mean for your kids' confidence? Because, a goal, you lose by a goal here and there, it can mess you up on the one hand. But on the other hand, you can compete.
Yeah, we can compete with anyone. I don't know, Rick, you probably talked to a bunch of people, and they, I think throughout up and down the North Shore and in high school hockey, I feel like the parity is really, really tight this year. And, I feel like, knowing that those two teams are kind of the best that we're going to see in tournament time, I think we're fairly confident.
I think it's come down to some of the kids have more depth, some of the teams have more depth than others. And it's a question of focus, and it is I've said this many times, the Cal, for a long time in my estimation, used to be sort of the little brother of the Northeast Conference, and now it's flip-flop. The Cal is the big brother now, and it's extremely competitive, and you're right. Every team feels that it can beat another team, and I want to ask you now, you come off a two-game losing streak, which sounds stupid because you played Newburyport so tough, and Gloucester was peaking at the time you played Gloucester. What was the attitude of you and your team before this Pawtucket game?
We just have to. It's a game we have to win, just for confidence. If we play, well, and handle the puck and do the right things, it's a team. It's a game that we should win. So, I'm glad we were steady. Our goalie played well. Our goalie played well. Scoring is difficult. So it was obviously going to be a tight game, and they have a couple guys that could definitely score. So. I was happy with the 2-0 victory against them.
What was the key to that, Coach? Because everything I've read, it's Pawtucket's high scoring, and you guys, you played them tough. You got your goals, but what was the key defensively?
they have two or three guys that can giddy up and go and score you know, even if you're even if you have them hemmed in their zone for a little bit, those guys will take off and go similar to Gloucester. They have some forwards that can go and they like to score. So, you know, you just have to be aware. You know, weak side defenseman has to be aware. Back middle, you know, if you see your guy trying to spring, just take off and get back middle, and hopefully you can defend it. And our goalie played extremely well. He made some point blankers, you know, on a couple of their snipers, and you know that's kind of the difference.
I want to ask you, we've talked about some of the kids before, and it takes me a while, Coach, to understand some of these names and you know, and put numbers to it. I want to ask you about your defenseman, Michael Taylor. I believe, is he a sophomore or freshman?
He's a freshman.
He's a freshman. All right. Freshman. And he's right up there among your leading scorers. You have a lot of guys close to double figures. So please tell me about Michael Taylor.
Michael Taylor is great to have. He came in. He's a guy that's one of the toughest kids one of the toughest freshmen I've seen in my tenure at Triton. You know, he loves body contact. He's confident. He likes to join the rush and he can shoot the puck. So, you know, he finds the score sheet. You know, if he wants to go, he can go. And you know, he's a special player. I think he's going to be good for the foreseeable future.
Who do you pair him with?
We pair him with Jack Lindholm, who I think is our most steady player up and down. You know, he's played 3 years here, and he's a brother of a couple of guys who have played for us and had some success. So
yeah, and with a name like that, he's got to have success, and he's got some points too. That is way cool. And your other guys, your senior Quinn Fiddler, we talked about him before, and he's scoring. Yep. What do you have? Who does he play with? What line is he on?
He plays first or second line. He plays with the senior Tyler Regan in the middle and Andrew Johnson on the right. And you know, I think when those guys start grinding you down and they start playing down low, that's when we can be effective.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I'm just counting the guys. You've got 20 kids on the team with at least 1 point. So you mentioned depth, and
a lot of guys have been playing, so it's, it is good. And I think coming down, you know, the most exciting point of the season, you know, these guys will, I feel like they'll step up because they're seniors and they've been, you know, in similar situations, and that will help.
All right, you guys are you're in pretty good shape, really, in the power rankings. The most recent ones at number 11.
Yeah, we haven't moved too much, Rick. Pretty much stayed at 11 and 10, which is fine. The power rankings have proven to be successful actually last year. So,
well, you've got a chance now. Tell me about North Reading, and then of course Norwell. I mean, man, you're going into the fire, Norwell, having them come up to your place.
Yeah, Norwell's good. Well, North Reading first. You know, they isn't not having their best year. Their numbers are a little bit low, but they have a couple guys that can, you know, just like Pawtucket, just like your Amesbury's, they have a couple guys that can, you know, scare you if you turn the puck over in bad areas, and you know, you got to play well to beat those teams. You know, North Reading's a team that is similar to us last year. You know, they'll probably be a 25 to 24 seed in the Division III tournament, and they could scare people. They got a pretty good goalie, and they, like I said, a couple guys.
All right, that's on Wednesday. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then we have the Bank tournament, and Norwell, who's a Division IV team, but I think, you know, they have as high end guys as anybody. So, you know, a team that you got to play tough against and limit scoring chances, and hopefully we can come out on top in that one because it doesn't help your ranking.
Yeah, and that division stuff, but I don't know. I mean, you know, Winthrop's Division IV too, but nobody wants to play against them. So
nobody wants to play against them.
I get that. What's the other team in that tournament, Coach?
Marblehead and Lowell.
Oh, okay.
Marblehead's good, so you know. So and Lowell is historically pretty good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a pretty tough tournament.
All right, so it's looking good down the stretch. And again, maybe one final comment on the schedule this year, Ryan, because you know, you have put together, this is a hell of a tough schedule.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we can always, you know, have as tough a schedule as we can and play against the best teams in our area. You know, I think the Middlesex League and the Merrimack Valley are teams that you should play against. And, you know, I think it should prepare all the teams to get into the tournament, you know, because who knows who you could face.
One final question. What are you most pleased with about this team, and what's your overall stamp on them? How would you describe this, guys, if I ask you, you know, what's their culture like?
culture is great. We have a ton of seniors. The leadership is good. I've had guys at the program for 5 years, you know, as eighth graders, and you know, they've continued on a really good culture up at Triton, and you know, I'm proud to be the head coach of these guys, because you know, you don't have to worry about them outside the rink in the locker room. Yeah, you worry about them on the ice, but other than that, they're just, you know, fantastic kids.
I'm glad you said that, because every time we do this, I'm a former teacher, and I've, a lot of my buddies are coaches, and there's so much more to coaching than just win wins and losses. You know, interscholastic, you want the wins. That's what the parents look at. That's what everybody looks at. But I think sometimes people don't understand how you teach these kids in so many other ways. So congratulations on that, Coach. And I know that it can be stressful at times.
Yeah, it always is. It always is, because you do want to win. But, no, I think the culture, and we just have, you know, fantastic kids come in through the program, and, you know, you can't complain about that.
Tremendous. So great to meet you, Ryan, during the school year. I want to talk to you during the playoffs, and good luck this last week or so.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thank you, Ryan. Take care.
All right, bye.
That is Ryan Sheehan, who is the Triton High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.